Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest the worst thing come upon thee. John 5:14. Jesus has healed an individual who has been ill for 38 years. The Jews had inquired of this healed man about the person who healed him. The man did not know that it was Jesus, for Jesus had slipped away into the crowd. But afterward, Jesus finds the healed man in the temple and instructs him, sin no more. As a result of this compassionate act on the part of Jesus, the Jews will again find an opportunity to persecute him. A confrontation between Jesus and the Jews will take place, attempting to give them greater understanding concerning his work and the relationship which he had with the Father. They are told by Jesus, Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words? John 5:45-47. The word of Moses was the testimony concerning Jesus and the work that he would play in God's redemption of humanity. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. Acts 3:22. As then, even today, the condemnation or salvation of our souls rest not upon what we might be told, but upon the Word of God itself. The ministry of Jesus involved the healing and helping of physical difficulties, but Jesus truly came to deal with the problem of sin. Our relationship with Jesus involves a separation from sin. We are to turn away from sin, and truly, as Jesus instructed this person, sin no more. In baptism, we die to sin and are released from sin. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. Romans 6:18. The divine purpose of the ministry and death of Jesus was to resolve the problem of sin. As the infirm man was cured by Jesus of his infirmity and later instructed to sin no more, so we are cured from the malady of sin by the offering of Christ upon the cross. We are healed from the curse of sin. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. 1 Peter 2:24. We go forth, guided by the divine instruction. These things write I unto you, that ye sin not. 1 John 2:1. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.